Long before Padre Pio, saints like Tecla and Perpetua were already praying for the dead. Today, I'll share these ancient stories that show the power of intercession has always been part of our faith. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. But before we begin, we have a special invitation for this November. More on that at the end of the video. If you've followed this channel for a while, you know how often Padre Pio urged the faithful to pray for the souls in purgatory. Well, today I'd like to take you back to some of the earliest accounts in church history where the living interceded for the dead. These stories from Paul Wilhelm von Kepler's book, The Poor Souls in Purgatory, show that praying for the dead has been part of our faith from the very beginning. The author shared, in the Acts of Paul and Tecla, one of the New Testament Apocrypha, commonly dated around 160 AD, we read of Queen Antonia Tryphena and her deceased daughter Falconilla. After her death, Falconilla appeared to her mother and said something remarkable. Mother, you must adopt in my place the abandoned Tecla, that she may pray for me, and I may be translated into the realms of the just. For context, Saint Tecla was an early follower of Saint Paul and one of the great women of the apostolic age. She was rejected by both her family and the state for her faith, even sentenced to death, yet she miraculously survived. Moved by the queen's request, Tecla prayed fervently, O God, thou Son of the Most High, do to her according to her wish, so that her daughter Falconilla may live forever. Here in the 2nd century, we already see a clear understanding that the prayers of the living can assist a soul after death. But there's an even more detailed and moving story from the Passion of Saint Perpetua, one of the most cherished texts of early Christianity, known even to Tertullian and written in the early 3rd century. Here's what we read. One day, when Perpetua was praying with her companions in prison, her brother Dinocrates, who had died of cancer at the age of 7, was suddenly recalled to her mind. She grew confident that her prayers would be granted if she would pray for him. So she began to pray and sigh to the Lord for him. The following night, she saw her brother coming out of a dark place, where many were together, hot and parched with thirst, disfigured and pale, still bearing in his face the wound he had in death. For him she had prayed, but between him and her there was a great distance. Near Dinocrates stood a pond of water, but its bank was too high for the boy to reach. He stretched himself as if to drink, and it grieved Perpetua that the water was there, but the boy could not drink. When she awoke, she understood her brother's suffering, but trusted her prayers would bring him relief. She pleaded with God day and night. Then she saw another vision. The same place, now brightly illuminated, Dinocrates was clean of body, well clothed, refreshed by a cooling breeze. The wound had healed into a scar. The pond was lowered, and there was a vessel from which he drank until satisfied, then went away joyfully to play as children do. Perpetua awoke, knowing he had been freed from his penance. As the author comments, it's not necessary to see this as a formal divine revelation, but it stands as a weighty historical testimony proving that the belief in purgatory and in the power of intercession for the holy souls was well known and practiced at that early date. In conclusion, the lives of the saints, including, of course, our dear Padre Pio, remind us again and again that the souls in purgatory truly suffer, but also that our prayers and masses bring them immense relief. That's why I'm inviting you to take part in something very special. This November, the month dedicated to the souls in purgatory, we will be offering 30 holy masses for the souls in purgatory. If you'd like your deceased loved ones to be included in these masses, please follow the link in the description below. Registration closes on 31st October, as the masses begin right at the start of November. Don't miss this beautiful opportunity to practice this ancient, merciful work of charity. Let us join the early Christians like Thecla and Perpetua in offering our prayers for those who await the joy of heaven. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.